I conceived the show really from the corridor first. I think that this building is extraordinary because it's a bit like a bit of Los Angeles or America, or anyway, a kind of very abstracted late modernism that has become quite atopic and antiseptic. And I've always thought of this corridor as being like a institution for the mentally infirm. And I wanted to make the patients, really. So the exhibition starts with Hinge, which could be two unhinged people trying to find a relationship, but you can see that they're actually facing in opposite directions while being very close. And they share certain blocks in order to remain standing and stable. And this is it's a piece that meditates on human relationships while translating them into architectonics. But this begins, in a way, the dialogue of the show as a whole. It's the interface between the street and the gallery. I didn't want to do something monumental. I wanted to do something that was intriguing, that would bring people off the street to examine it and maybe walk around it, and in the process of that, perhaps get intrigued by what's happening inside. So there's an idea within the way the site has been occupied about porosity and transparency.
It's interesting, people often associate you with single figures, and I'm trying to think in my mind about whether a lot of your work has talked about interrelations and connectedness and disconnectedness. So Hinge intrigues me.
Yeah, they're still disconnected, but connected. And I think that theme of, in a way, dependency and yet alienation, I think, runs right the way through this show. So we have this, I think of as a witness figure. This is the same pose as a scribe figure from Middle Kingdom Egypt, of which there are many examples in the British Museum that have always intrigued me, this idea of the body as a place apart from which you witness the world at large. And this is the first thing that you come to, and it sort of confronts you. But the rest of the corridor is peopled by works that acknowledge their dependency on the architecture. So you've got something called Prop, which is leaning up against the left-hand wall, but still standing on the floor, slumped.
Rather like a yoga pose.
Yeah, I mean, that's the sort of thing that you might do in Pilates or yoga. Slump. Retreat, a work that, again, like Bear, is the minimum space a body might occupy, but it's shoved right up into the corner. And I think of this, I was thinking very much of the Peter Brook Mara Saad, the death of Mara as performed by the inmates of the Grand Salpêtrière in the end of the 18th century. That notion, that time within European history where the notion of individual rights and the idea of the citizen, the idea of individual sovereignty, was being kind of fought. And here we have, as it were, an image of collective psychosis in which individuals are expressing their dependency on the, as it were, the urban condition, on the context of life, but at the same time are very separated, and most of them are not self-supporting. They're either lying on the ground or needing the architecture to support themselves. And there is, I think, within this a play on what the central theme of the exhibition is, which is what happens to the body when you apply the rules of architecture to it, replacing anatomy with propping, stacking, cantilever, with the rules of pier and lintel, the things that make buildings cohere. And there's a game being played, really. So we have something called Prop next to something called Ease, which could just be a heap of building materials laying on the floor, but if you look at it long enough, it maybe transposes into something that is capable of receiving an empathic glance, and you see it as a body at rest, even the body quite comfortably at rest, that may be asleep. So there's a kind of play here between, in a way, L'après-midi d'un faune versus The Shining. And at this point, that narrative breaks.